Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, quick hitter episode. I hope you're doing well on what's to come and some thoughts as basketball season starts to round out and some schools and states are already finished with their postseason and some are getting ready for that run right now and heading into the month of March. Again, for the states that are already finished, and I live in one for like the regular season, got to push the regular season back. You got to. We need some type of state tournament in March. Got to push the regular season back a little bit. Even down in South Carolina, it's still like very muddy and rainy in that spring type weather. It's cold. A lot of those spring sports are canceled due to you can't get out on the field because there's so much rain and mud. Like, let's just stay in the gym and play basketball, even if you got to push the season back a little bit in the fall to make that happen. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Come on. Come on. So with this said, a couple overall thoughts and some things to look for with Coach's Edge. One, I hope you enjoy some of these basketball training episodes. We're still going to dig into some strategy, X's and O's and things like that. But the more I have reflected on 2023 and the Coach's Edge and Kramer basketball, it's time to get to the roots. And so, Coach Tro and other coaches are going to do their thing as far as providing resources. But for me personally, I want to do a better job of getting back to what I do best. I mean, that's player development. And so that includes more interviews and podcast episodes on player development and team development as a group. Practice planning, workouts, individual, technique and training styles, things like that. I want to get back to that on the podcast. I want to get that back and into Coach's Edge. I have two awesome interns and they are working really, really hard. I'm putting them to work really, really hard. They're in some of my videos. They're recording a lot. They're helping me out in many different ways. And one of the things they're going to continue to help me out this winter and spring is continuing to produce new skill development videos for coachesedge.coach and all of our members there. One's not up yet, but it's like a way better breakdown in detail of like first step and footwork. And we're going to do that with all of our ball handling. We're going to redo some of our form shooting. We've upgraded some of our four phases of form shooting. And so we're going to reshoot that. And we're going to dive into what I think are some, better drills. About a year and a half ago, we did our CB super shooter drills, which are 10 variable practice shooting drills, which are awesome. Those aren't going anywhere. But there's some more technique-based videos at coachesedge.coach that we are going to reshoot. There's things that I can break down better with what I've learned over the past couple of years. And continue to learn that we'll be updating into Coach's Edge. So we'll be taking videos out, we'll putting videos in. We'll also be tweaking some things. So with coachesedge.coach now, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of videos on there, and some of them are real quick hitters. We're trying to find the sweet spot for our viewers and our members as far as a time frame where you can watch a instructional video and it's not so long. And don't get me wrong, there's still long ones. There's the courses, there's the presentations, there's the guest speakers that we have on there. Those are going to be long. That's the best way that we can do it there. But when it comes to a specific breakdown of the game, we're going to find like this 3 to 5 minute range where we really deep dive in a still a rather short amount of time. Whereas before, what I've done with a lot of our skill development videos is like 30 to 60 seconds. Boom, there's one. And there's another 30 to 60 seconds. So we're kind of better instruction. And I think less clicking and more giving our members the opportunity to really dig in for 3 minutes, 5 minutes on some instructional pieces specific on skill development. And then you can watch the next video or you can click out and say, hey, I got a big chunk of it while just clicking once on the video and getting that information. Our first step and movement breakdown video, which will be coming out soon, is a good example of that. A couple thoughts as the postseason comes up. You watch so much basketball during the winter, and it's just interesting to see what teams get better and what teams stay the same. I mean, just think about it. Think about the teams in your league, and you look at those teams, you're like, wow, they're just better the second time around you play them. They're better. Hopefully you're saying that about your team. You're better than you were before. But man, there are so many teams that are just the same. And then once you get to those final games in the regular season, a lot of times they're worse because kids are checked out and they're ready for the season to be over on to the next season. They're, you know, they had a bad experience. They're just done. And you look at some of these teams that, boy, they just keep getting better, keep getting better, keep getting better, starting to hit their stride at the end of the season and into the state tournament. It's just really cool to see. And I'm seeing it at every level. I'm seeing it at the high school level. I see it at the youth basketball level. You know, the youth basketball team that I was coaching is an example of how much better our girls got the last couple of weeks. This is a reason to keep score. Like, nobody cares if your 10 and under basketball team won the championship. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't keep score of the games. Like, keep score of the games because, like, there were two teams that we lost to the first time around in our league season, and the second time around in the season, we beat them. You know, we won four of our last five games. The only game we lost was the team that won it all and was in first place. And they went undefeated. So, like, that's why you want to keep score and compete. One of the reasons, I should say, is because it's an easy measure for improvement. Look, we played this team the first time we lost. We played them later in the year and we won. We're getting better. There's a little bit of proof there, right? So that's a big one. And when it comes to competition at the youth level, I'm bouncing around this episode, but Coach's Edge, some end of the season thoughts, some youth basketball thoughts. So with youth basketball, again, the more you can get your kids in an environment to experience winning and losing and how to handle themselves, I think the better overall person you're developing, because this is people development here, right? It's not just player development, it's people development. Are we building character? Are we building positive members of our community? I think that's huge. Okay. So make sure you're building, you know, what it's like to win and lose in a drill, in a game, in a practice, in a competition, any of those things. And it's not about, did your sixth grade team win the championship? It's not even about if your varsity team won the championship. Yeah, we all want to win. Don't get me wrong. But it's about developing ourselves and learning to work with other people. And hopefully basketball is that platform that we're able to use and that we're fortunate enough to be involved in with athletes of different levels and working with young men and women to develop into people that are then going to have that ripple effect and positively impact other people throughout the course of their lives. I mean, that's why we're doing this, right? Is to, you know, we found basketball, which is something that we love. We love teaching. We love working with others, other coaches, with younger people, with players. You found kind of this sweet spot and you're coaching. And that's awesome. And don't lose sight of that with all the other things that come into way in the way. With that said, you got to have thick skin. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, man, the only thing harder with basketball than being a head coach is being an official, right? Being an official, if you did a great job, nobody says a word about you. And if, you know, even if you did do a great job, people are going to be upset always, sometimes on both sides. And the thing about being a coach is not everyone's going to be happy. You can have everybody's best interest in mind, the team's best interest in mind. You can do your due diligence on everything that you need to do, and people are still not going to be happy with you. They're still not going to be satisfied. That's the price of being a coach. It is what it is. And so it's important for us to keep that in mind and have some thick skin and to remind ourselves of the why are we really doing it? And are we doing it for the approval from other people? I hope not. And if you are doing it for the approval of other people, you're always going to be disappointed. You're always going to be disappointed, right? Because your values are in line with what another person thinks about you, and your values should be in line with, you know, how you feel about yourself and laying in your bed, putting your head on the pillow each night and saying, you know what, that was the best I could do. And if that's the case, be proud of yourself. Right? You may have won two games and lost 20 this season. But you know what? If you stand by, what you did, don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that you didn't learn along the way. And we should always be looking back and say, boy, if I could do that a little bit differently, I would. And then you do it better the next time because you're always learning and you're keeping your mind open. But if you say, hey, that was given the situation, given my experience, given my knowledge, given the time that I had, that was the best I could do. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself for the time and the effort that you put in. And I want to acknowledge all of our coaches for doing that. If there's anything you need, like we're going through some different series. As I mentioned, we got some interns and we're doing a lot of new updates this winter spring with Coach's Edge as far as the player development stuff. This won't be out until spring, but we're working on it now, obviously. And then some of that's out already. YouTube as an example. Like if you go to Kramer Basketball on YouTube, there's a 29-day ball handling series, 29 days straight of, a minute and a half to a 6 or 7 minute video that comes out every single day for the month of February on handling the basketball. Some of them are simple drills. Some are very advanced. Some are more for youth. Some are more skill and teaching than an actual drill. In fact, pretty much all of them are teaching and then some involve a drill. There's going to be videos on like how to improve your overall basketball IQ or what would a good ball handling workout look like. Once we get into March, we're not going to do them every day, but we'll do like some shooting tips or some shooting drills types episodes as well. And the real deep nuggets, like the really good stuff, those are private videos. Those go into our members only, right? Where we're really breaking down the game at another level. And then for our YouTube channel as an example and Instagram for an example, like we're just putting out some overall what I hope to be helpful information. Right. So if you do have YouTube, go to Kramer Basketball. It's funny. We upgraded some video and audio stuff and we improved some thumbnails. And what do you know? More people watch our videos. So that's been pretty cool. We cracked 4,000 subscribers. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 5,000 by the end of this year at the going rate or sooner, which is pretty darn cool. So we're finding different ways to help people. And again, this gets back to my hope for this year is to get back to the roots of player development and Coach's Edge and Kramer Basketball, which is, my main thing, and let our other coaches who contribute to the site do their thing and play to their strengths. Whereas in this past year, I felt like I got a little bit stretched and I was trying to be like an expert in so many different things. And that's impossible for us to be an expert at everything, right? So yes, I want to know about a 1-1-3 defense. I want to have a good feel for a run and jump. I want to have a good feel for different offensive styles and philosophies. And that's only going to make me a better skill development coach. But when I walk into the gym, I know what I hang my hat on, and that's player development. And I want to get back to that even more so with the information that we give out with the podcast, with our free resources, with YouTube and Instagram, and most certainly with coachesedge.coach and all of our members. We can help different basketball programs. So that's a little bit of an update and what to look forward to this episode moving forward. Give a hand for, Zach Gonzalez on here. We got Matt Jones coming up. We had Lance Maney on here. Some people who are involved in basketball in a variety of different ways, but high level knowledge and understanding of the game as far as the basketball development, basketball training. And boy, if you don't have better players, you're not going to be very successful, right? And so the better players we have, the easier it becomes to run offense, to execute things on defense, and the more options that we have in those areas because your players are capable of more. And so so much of this does come back to player development. And that's what we hang our hat on with Coach's Edge is ultimately helping your players and your program continue to improve. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Appreciate you. As always, get after today.